You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
The professionals in the big black trucks, you deserve better plumbing, heating, and cooling service. And B&W maintains, they repair, they replace, they educate. And by the way, they are also an Indiana original. Go find them at, go find them. That's not good. That's not good talking. You'll find them at bigblacktrucks.com. You'll also find them on Facebook too. I'm Terry Stacy. I mentioned they are an Indiana original, and it's time to bring in Mel McMahon, who smells like lasagna.
I know. Lucky you, huh?
Yeah.
Lucky
Mel McMahon,
you.
The founder of IndianaOriginals.com.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you're not familiar with Indiana Originals, we are promoters of Indiana products, places, and service providers. So we have a very comprehensive list of businesses that are from Indiana, and we want to help you support local faster and easier. So you can check it out at IndianaOriginals.com, and soon you'll be able to download the Indiana Originals app as well.
Perfect.
So you can find all of these great businesses on the go. And we brought another one in here, and yes, Terry, it does smell amazing, because Stephanie from Send a Friend Lasagna is joining us this morning.
So awesome.
Good morning, ladies.
Good
it's
morning,
so
superstar.
Exciting to have you here. And I want to give a shout out to Laura, our intern from Butler, who's here as well.
Hi,
you can
Laura.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to meet Laura. Laura, she's a beauty.
Isn't she? Poor thing has to follow me around.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
It's an honor. It's
good
an
luck
honor.
Learning anything, my friend. You will learn a great deal from her. It's the truth. Mel McMahon was a good teacher.
Oh,
and
thank
she's
you.
Only 12.
Right, right. No one ever knows how old I am. It's
never.
A gift.
I don't.
It's a gift. But you know what? What else is a gift is wonderful lasagna. And
yeah.
We want to talk to Stephanie and learn all about how this lasagna love became a business. So, Stephanie, first off, thank you so much for coming in on
Absolutely.
Sunday morning.
No problem.
Your lasagna smells amazing.
Thank you.
And we've had you on the show before, but Terry's never met you in person.
Yeah.
So
right.
That was a big part of today. And for our listeners who are not familiar with your business, tell us, what is Send a Friend Lasagna?
Send a Friend Lasagna is...
it's
my
good
heart.
For one. It's absolutely positive.
Are you eating right now?
No.
Oh my gosh. I thought we could at least get through the segment.
I'm sorry.
Send a Friend Lasagna is like my creation, but it's my way to serve people. And I'm kind of a service person. I kind of lead with love. Not to get too woo-woo-woo on you. But so I've been making lasagna for years for people. And I just one day thought, after a friend of mine's wife passed away, I thought, you know, I mean, sending a friend lasagna or something like that came up in conversation. And I was like, that sounds like a business, right? And I was like, yeah. And so I told you mm-hmm. about it. And I was just like, you know, it just feels like this is something that I could really, really do. I really love cooking, and I love helping people when they kind of need a little extra help. So I thought bringing food is like the easiest thing for me to do.
Well, and how many times does something happen to a friend or a loved one and you don't know what to do?
Right.
Right? This is a great alternative for lots of different occasions.
Right. Yeah. Because I remember after my dad passed away, we had all these flowers on the back of my parents' deck, and it was so overwhelming. And I was like, what are we going to do with these flowers? But the food that people brought us was so amazing, and it just helps so much when, you know, you don't know what you're just like, oh my God, it's 5 o'clock. I don't know what I'm cooking for dinner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And we had talked about this being a business idea. I had already had the privilege of eating your lasagna because you gave me a lasagna when my mom passed away.
Yeah.
And so besides just talking about this, I did have firsthand tasting experience with the lasagna. So I knew you were on to something. And you have a long family history with cooking, too. Tell us about kind of growing up in
yes.
the restaurant biz.
Yeah. So my grandparents had a restaurant back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I was, you know, 7, 8 years old. And I walked around like I owned the damn place. I mean, I was like, you know, telling cooks what to do. And they're just looking at me like, be quiet, little girl. But yeah, I mean, all of my uncles, my aunts, everybody, my parents, we all worked in the restaurant business at one time or another. So I do have restaurant in my blood. I was, you know, a food snob at for a very early age. I mean, my grandparents had a prime rib crab restaurant. Mm. So, yeah, it wouldn't be an ordinary, you know, an ordinary Friday night would be like me eating crab legs and fillets and then chocolate mousse after that. And I'd be like, okay, well, we're going to be here tomorrow, so maybe I'll have prime rib. I mean, you just, you know what I mean? It's just,
that sounds
it
amazing.
It sounds ridiculous, but that was my life.
It sounds wonderful. It really does.
But what that does, it makes you kind of a food snob, too. So then yeah. You go places and you're like, oh, that's not.
I think that's true for most people that have worked in restaurants, too. Yeah, you know, I've worked in many restaurants. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not as good as this place.
So, yeah.
I could make that better at home. We're all kind of the same way, yeah. I think. But your lasagna truly is delicious. Terry's been silent almost this whole time because she is eating the biggest piece of lasagna she could have cut out of
this
pan.
You, and I'm kind of a lasagna snob. Come from a family that makes it very hearty, very full of meat, and it's very cheesy, and those the things that we love. I like what I grew up with, and this is what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
This is worth every penny, if not more, of this giant lasagna. I've already got a list of people in my head I want to send it to, including myself.
Yeah, you can send a lasagna to yourself.
Can. I can think
lots
of a
people
million
are doing
things
that.
For Tina McIntosh mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. Tina McIntosh, who is used to host with me Caregiver Crossing.
Yes.
She's the founder of Joy's House. She is battling cancer right now, breast cancer. This is perfect.
And Stephanie, these lasagnas are delivered fresh, correct?
Yes.
So you don't have to wait for them to thaw out.
No.
You can cook them that night or put them in your freezer if you want to.
Yeah, you can absolutely put it in the freezer if you want. Yeah.
Oh, I just, what a brilliant idea.
It smells amazing in
it
here. I wish
amazing.
We could share this over
too.
The airwaves.
But you'll see the pictures. We've got pictures up on our Facebook pages.
Stephanie, what was it like to take that leap into this business? Because not only did you kind of start it on the side mm-hmm. when you were working a full-time job, but mm-hmm. you made the decision to go right in.
All way. Yeah.
You mean quit
way.
Your job and everything
yeah.
and go and
I
work?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was what I was supposed to do all along.
Yeah.
You know?
I can
and
taste
it's not that.
That
good, you can taste it. It's not that I didn't love what I was doing because I did. I mean, I loved working with the people that I worked with. I loved what I was doing, but I love lasagna more. And sometimes I love serving people. I mean, that's where my heart is. And I just thought if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now, you know? And I talked to Mr. D about it, who's my husband, and he just said, yeah, go for it. So I just went for it. And then, you know, Jen, who I worked for, was very understanding and very supportive of it. And I appreciate that so much. But it just felt like it was now or never. If not now, when, right?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's, you know, so are you just alone? Are you doing this alone?
I'm all alone.
You're doing it all alone. And, well, you know.
At the moment, we got to start somewhere.
Truthfully, how is business?
It's really good. I mean, it's.
Is it steady? Are
yeah.
you working every day making
oh,
lasagna?
Oh, yeah. I'm working every day, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I'm making sauce or I'm delivering lasagnas. I delivered 3 yesterday. I've got 4 I've got to deliver on Friday and 2 on Saturday. So, I mean, it's moving yeah. along. I think it's good for a new business. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like a brand new business. I think that's okay.
So tell us how the process works.
Okay, so I have a website. It's www.sendafriendlasagna.com. You go there. You look at my 4 different lasagnas. I have a meat and just a cheese and sauce. Then I have a meat and cheese. Then I have a veggie, which is really good.
Delicious.
And then I have the gorgonzola, which is like the Cadillac of all of my lasagnas. It's really delicious. So you choose which one you want. You go on the calendar, you decide when you want it to have it delivered to someone or to yourself. You pick a time frame and you pay for it and that's it. And then I contact you and say, I'm coming. And they say, okay.
So simple. You can do it all online. How quickly can you get a lasagna? Is it like next day or same day?
Well,
how are we doing with that?
It depends. I really like to have 48 hours.
Okay.
Just in case I have like other lasagnas I have to deliver
yeah.
that day so I can kind of do them all at once.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So think ahead, people. Sendafriendlasagna.com. You can also find Stephanie on IndianaOriginals.com.
Yes, I'm there
and
too.
And we will testify. Terry, we have to talk.
I know. I'm
looking at her in the booth and her cheeks are like chipmunks right now because she has so much lasagna in her mouth.
Tell him the news is next.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephanie, great to see you. Laura, welcome to Indiana Originals. Terry, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
The news is next on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.